Once again on Robinhood Radio on a Sunday morning, it is time to kick off this hour with Willie Hallahan and Sporting a Cause. Willie's website is sportingacause.com. He blogs there on a regular basis, but also has a list of fundraising events that are all somehow, even in the slightest way, sports-related. And we sit here and we talk about what's coming up in the coming weeks. Willie, nice to speak to you today at the end of summer and beginning of fall.
Yes, Marshall. Nice to talk to you, too. I say it every week, but it's just amazing how fast the time is going, and here we are in the cusp of autumn, and this morning it feels like it.
Yep, absolutely. Well, what do we have? By the way, I want to you and Jeannie Salader and some other people put up some great pictures, by the way, and videos on your Facebook sites of the antique race car parade that happened on Thursday in our area. A smaller one, but still the tradition lives on, and hopefully next year we'll have that back to having that big party in Falls Village, and everything will be back to normal, hopefully next summer.
Yeah, I'll tell you, let us pray. Smaller for sure, but no less enthusiasm from the crowds who were watching along the route, and it was fun as always. And, you know, that Thursday, I have this love-hate relationship with that, because we Swassa boys park the cars on a normal year on that Thursday, and it is the most chaotic, incredible 15 minutes of my life every year when 100 race cars come into town and we're parking them, herringboning them in on one side of the road all the way through the center of Falls Village, and 15 minutes it's done, and nobody lost their lives, and no fender benders or anything. But then the party that ensues was worth it. It became a car show and everything. And that didn't happen this year, but that's okay. The parade happened, and if you're driving around, you saw mobs of people collecting everywhere to watch the parade. So that's the good news, and we can focus on that. Of course, Friday and yesterday there were events at Lime Rock. There was practice and racing that people couldn't go to. It was a non-spectator event. And today is the concourse that people can go to. If you bought a ticket ahead of time, you can go. There's no tickets at the gate. Hopefully that'll be successful. And then tomorrow, of course, is racing again, spectator-less. And we'll get through it. I don't know, Marshall, you would know this better than I. So many events like golf, major golf events, and baseball and other sports, you can't go, but you can watch it on TV. Is there some sort of cable TV coverage of the Lime Rock events? I know in some races they have. I'm not sure if this one is one of them.
I don't think there's anything live, but I do believe it will be captured on video, and I'd be surprised if it doesn't show up on one of the Discovery channels or one of the racing channels or the car channels in the future. But there is no live coverage of it, no.
Well, I hope so, because when you're an enthusiast, whether it's a car or golf or football or whatever, it's hard when you can't go physically to watch your sport. But at least if it's covered on TV, then it's better than nothing. Let's hope that happens. Also today, last week I talked about and actually went and took some video over at the Foothills BMX facility in Torrington, and there was a fundraiser there, and I had heard of it the year before, but I'd never been there, and I was absolutely blown away by what I saw there. I took some video and some stills and put it up on Facebook, and I got a lot of response from people who were waxing nostalgic because their kids had raced there, maybe they themselves had over the years. And they had a fundraiser last weekend. Every weekend actually is a fundraiser. Four times a year they raise money for a specific cause. This one is the Bob Wernicke Scholarship Race. And the last one of the season, they race all spring, summer, and fall. October 25th, they're raising money for the McCall Center for Behavioral Health, or it's sometimes just called the McCall Foundation. But basically, every week is a fundraiser for themselves. I mean, they're a nonprofit, and they raise money. They charge $10 for a kid to race. I mean, it's minimal. But what astonished me was the number of people. They had 150 children sign up for this race last week, and that's what they get. That's how popular this place is. And there are people around our neck of the woods up in the corner who never even knew it existed. Anyway, and it's free to go watch. I mean, they raise money with registrations. like I said, $10 a person to compete, but you can go and watch for free, and it's quite the facility. It's almost a fifth of a mile long with all kinds of banks and turns and berms and all that kind of stuff, and it's a gas to watch. These kids are enthusiastic, and I recommend it highly. For the month of September, there are a couple of things coming up that are, I've mentioned them in the past. I'm not going to mention the ones that are ongoing because I talk about them every week. But there are a couple of new ones that were month-long events. One of them is canceled, but it isn't, and I wanted to devote a little bit of time to that. The Housatonic Heritage Walks every year for the month of September, Fridays and Saturdays of all four weekends. The Upper Housatonic area, which is a federal program, puts on a series of 80 guided tours in places of interest. The Upper Housatonic area goes from Richmond, I think, Massachusetts, down to Washington Depot in Connecticut, 29 towns, and they feature areas of interest. Some are cultural, and many natural ones, and although the series has been canceled this year, the places that they covered are still open, most of them. They won't be guided. The neat thing about the walks is that there's an expert at each location to tell you about what's going on. That won't happen, but many of the places are still available. And the best way to find out about them is to just go to the Housatonic Heritage website, housatonicheritage.org, and they have the most comprehensive website I think I've ever seen. You just go to housatonicheritage.org, click on events, and it takes you to this list of preserves, trails, parks, many of which we all know. Like we all know Campbell Falls and Haystack Mountain and even the Appalachian Trails on there. But there are, I would say, almost hundreds, at least 100 more obscure places that I guarantee most people never even heard of. Places like there's the Cheryl Evans Preserve in Cornwall, for example, or the Kent Land Trust has 9 different nature preserves overseas. Keystone Arches Bridge Trail up in Beckett, Mass. It just goes on and on and on. And when you go to the website, you can click on any number, every one of these places, and it takes you to a page where you see pictures of it. They give a little bit of the history, how to get there, and all that. And it's an incredible resource, and I encourage people, when you're looking for something to do on the weekend, nothing like a hike or a walk. And some of these places aren't, it's not like you have to be in great shape. They're just, they're places you can just meander around. I mean, you do what you want. And, of course, we're coming into arguably the most beautiful time of the year here in New England with the fall coming. I encourage you to do that. Just go to the housatonicheritage.org and click on events and find a good place to wander. And even though the walks were meant for the months of September, I mean, as long as probably until winter, many of these places will close. But you've got a couple months to take advantage of this incredible resource. We're lucky to have it. Also, for the month of September, September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And last year, for the month of September, there's Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation Million Mile. It's a virtual event. It was virtual last year before events had to go virtual because of the pandemic. And what it is, it's first of all, it's named after Alexandra Scott, a young girl who, shortly after she was born, we were 9 months old, she was diagnosed with neuroblastoma, which is a childhood cancer. And the Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation was named after her. And what the Million Mile is one of those fundraising things like a walk or whatever. But what you do is you solicit donations from your friends, and you just log your movements for the whole month of September, whether you walk or run or ride a bike or whatever. And at the end of the month, they're looking to accumulate 1 million total miles from everybody who participates. And Alex's Lemonade Stand started when Alex, this was a remarkable young girl. She only lived 8 years. Like I said, she was diagnosed at 9 months. At the age of four, and basically she spent her whole life ill, but at the age of four, she asked her parents if she could have a lemonade stand for the summer to raise money, not for herself, she said, so that other kids could get the level of care that she had received. I blogged about her last year, and she did. She and her brother opened a lemonade stand that summer of her fourth year, and they raised $2,000, which was great. And then for the next 4 years, until she died, they had the lemonade stand. Others heard about it, and they started opening lemonade stands in her name. And by the time of her passing, they had raised $1 million. Then her parents started the foundation. And since then, she passed away in the early 2004, I guess it was. The Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation has raised $200 million. It's the largest nonprofit fundraiser for childhood cancer. And so that's, I'll speak about that again. I'll probably blog about it again, too. It's just one of those extraordinarily worthy causes and a great backstory, too. And that's kind of it, Marshall. I don't want to repeat a lot of those ongoing events I've been doing for weeks. So you can go to sportingacause.com to see about the ongoing stuff. There's a couple different bicycling events that are going through middle of September or October, and I just don't want to be too repetitious here on your program.
Well, no, it's just one of those things. People should remember that all these fundraising events that have been bypassed so far this year are all for groups that are going to have to make up this money sooner or later somehow. And it's going to be programs like Willie that's going to bring you the updated information when these all start to come down. And they will sooner or later. We have to look at this optimistically.
Yeah.
That the things won't return to they're never the way they were from the day before. But they'll return where we're able to once again get together and raise funds for charities, nonprofits, and enjoy sports in the process.
Yeah, there's one other event, even though it's a couple of weeks hence. In that same vein, SWAS is holding their golf tournament and pig roast over at Under Mountain on the 19th of September, and I'm kind of proud of us for doing this. This year we're splitting the proceeds of our golf tournament with the Jane Lloyd Fund, just for the reason you just stated. So many nonprofits are hurting because of the loss of their fundraising events, and Jane Lloyd among them, maybe more so than most. I mean, they had like a half a dozen fundraisers that just fell by the wayside, and in an effort to help them a little bit recoup some of what they lost, that's why we're going to divide our proceeds. What happens, and some people might not be aware of this, but especially in the small nonprofits in our area, there's a lot of collaboration among them because we all know that if you're a small nonprofit in the Salisbury or Canaan or in this corner, we're all vying for basically the same donation dollars. And what we do is we collaborate, we help each other out. Like SWASA hosts we over the ski jumps, we host the site for the Jane Lloyd Clam Bake, which helps them out a lot. We borrow their tents, for example, for our Brewski Fest, which got canceled this year. The Lakeville Hose Company parks cars for us. The ambulance provides services for us. We try to do stuff back and forth. So there's a lot of that going on because we all realize that no matter what your cause is, we're all in this together, and we're all trying to thrive in an area. We all realize how valuable our services are in one manner or other, and it's just another way to see us through.
Well, we'll keep listening, Willie. And you'll keep giving us the information.
Yes, I will, Marshall, and thanks for letting me do that on air. Appreciate it.
We'll speak to you next week.
Take care.
Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com on the web.